He said a few moments. He told me 5 minutes. It's a little more exact. So I'm going to take my phone out. And it's 6:08 right now. So I got till 6:14 because that's 5 minutes and some seconds. I want you to know I'm on your side because I proposed two different times tonight to just keep updates of the Cardinals game on the screen. That way you're not just checking your phone because we all know you're checking. But they didn't listen to me. But I want you to know I'm on your side there. Kelly's got it. If you need anything, just text Kelly. I'm so glad to be with you. We love being with Victory. I'm glad you're able to do this conference for us to spend some time. One of the things we've wanted to do is just spend time with you. And we're getting to do that this week, and we're so excited. Like I said, I have 5 minutes tonight and 5 minutes tomorrow night and then 10 minutes the next night. So if you want to hear the whole thing, if you want chapter 2 and chapter 3, you have to come back. Otherwise, this is just a cliffhanger. But we're so grateful to be here. I just want to tell you for a minute. Tomorrow, I'm going to say some things that are going to hurt your feelings, probably. I'm going to use the Bible and hurt your feelings for a few minutes. But tonight, I just want to share with you some of the stuff that God has done in our lives. We moved in 2013, I think. We moved, and we've been there for 6 years. And there have been some things that have been just a lot of fun about it and some things that have been the opposite of that. And we've had a great time. But personally, there have been just some big, difficult sacrifices. And any time you're going to step out and serve God like that, there are. Now, we're not in Romania. We don't have to take a plane to get home. But Brother Jerry talked this morning about where both of us grew up. And I ran, when I wanted to see my grandparents, I ran across the field and I was there. My grandparents lived up on the top of the hill, and moving 5.5 hours away, my kids' grandparents aren't there. And I'm okay with not being with my family. That's fine. But my wife enjoys spending time with her family. And so that's been hard for her. But one of the things that God has continually done for us is when there's a sacrifice that's made, He comes through in an even greater way, or He meets that need and blesses in another direction. Grandparents is a big thing. I don't know what you think the biggest sacrifice of being a missionary is, but really taking your kids away from grandparents, taking them to a place where they don't have a bunch of other kids like maybe you had going to church is hard. But there's something that happens with Jesus that God has done with us too. When Jesus was taken by Mary and Joseph to the temple, He was taken for His dedication. I don't know if you remember this story or not, but He goes there for His dedication. And Mary and Joseph and Jesus go alone. And this is a big deal because this is the dedication of the firstborn son in the family. So what should be happening is there should be a gaggle of grandparents and aunts and uncles because this is a big deal. But because of the circumstances of Jesus' birth, He goes there alone. Mary and Joseph go. They're honoring God. All they're trying to do is honor God, and they show up. And because they're serving God, there's nobody else there. But when they arrive to that place for the dedication, two things happen. Two old people come out of the woodwork. There's a man that steps up, and it says that he had been waiting for this moment. God had promised there was going to come a day where he was going to see the Messiah. And what did God do? God sent a grandfather to step in that moment when they were alone. And that grandfather lifted him up and blessed him. And then this old woman who has spent almost all of her life in the temple waiting for this moment comes running over, and she grabs that baby and she blesses that baby. See, Mary and Joseph had stepped out in a situation where they lost their family because of honoring God, and they weren't there for this big moment. But what did God do? God sent other people to step in as grandparents in that moment for their kids. And God has done that with us. It's been hard to be away from Brittany's family. It's been somewhat hard to be away from my family. But what God has continually done is He has sent there very early on, the first lady that was saved stepped in as a grandparent for our kids. My brother went to live with my dad after they were divorced as kids. So I saw my brother on the weekends. We weren't close. But God sent my brother along, and I've spent more time with my brother in the last 6 years than I've spent in the 28 years before that. Every time God asks you to do something, there is a sacrifice involved. And the sacrifices are obvious. There's financial sacrifices, there's spiritual sacrifices, there's familial sacrifices. But God always comes through and provides in that moment. Whatever was lost is paid back even more. And I'm grateful to see the way that God has provided for us the same way He provided for Jesus. So here's just one I want to say to you tonight. we're challenging you this week, or we're trying to be an example to you this week of what it is to honor God and to follow mission, to be stirred up in whatever gifting it is that God has for you in your life. And that's going to require some big sacrifices. And somebody really wants to talk to me. I don't know why, but somebody really wants to text me right now. But that's going to require some big sacrifices. As Brother Doug talked about, it's going to cause you to miss some ball games. It's going to cause you to miss some time from work. It's going to cause you to step away from some things. But what we have seen, if there's one thing that's been consistent over and over and over, is that God always makes up for the sacrifice. He always comes through. And sometimes He comes through with a stranger that runs out of the woodwork to pick your kid up and bless them when there's no grandparents around. And sometimes He gives you a church that cares enough to send people up to sit in your living room or buy you dinner or do whatever. But God always comes through. So whatever sacrifice it is that God is going to call you to make this week, He's going to ask you to sacrifice something. Whatever it is, I want to challenge you to make it. Because what you will see is that God meets that need in a way that you could never imagine. And you experience something you wouldn't have imagined otherwise. So pray for us, because it's hard to be away from family. Pray for missionaries, because it's hard to do that. But understand this, we get to experience something you don't. Because we have to sacrifice in a big way that sometimes you have a choice not to make. But if you will make those sacrifices that God calls you to make, then you will get to experience what it is that we get to experience every day of God coming through. When we have walked away from family and walked away from home, God comes through. And I want you to experience that same thing. Chapter 2 is tomorrow night. Thank you.
Good evening. It's good to see all of y'all. And I'm the one in the corner hacking and wheezing, if you have wondered. And if you do hear me cough and pass out before, just tell my wife and she'll revive me. No, it's been fun. We have had we've been on the field for about 3.5 years. Our church is about a year old, so we're just now getting kind of in, what Ben was talking about. We're just experiencing a lot of that stuff where it's, it's not as easy. The fun's, I told our kids the other day, the fun's kind of gone, I know that all of the missionaries that have been there for any time, where it's exciting and all the stuff on the front end. Well, we're on the backside of that being like, wow, this is just a lot of work. And so I loved what he said, and what Ben said this afternoon or tonight just a minute ago was really, really cool that he said that, because that's what kind of what I wanted to talk about over the next 3 nights was that when you're asked to give up something, God will always replace it with something else. Very rarely does God ever just rip something away from you without replacing that hole with something that's even better. And we had to leave family. We moved about 5.5-6 hours away from our family down in Texas, which we live in Texas, so you can be miles away and still be in Texas. But where we moved was a place, and Austin is a very, I would say, liberal town. There's not a lot of Christian influence there. But what we found is when we moved, we left our family. We had grown up living with family, being around them all of our growing up. And then now suddenly we're gone, and we're living in a neighborhood of 1,800 homes, and we don't know anybody. And we just moved in, so what do you do? Well, that's where what Ben said was so cool. God dumped in our lap about 4 or 5 families, one of which we were, the first week we were there, we were just walking around because we didn't know what to do. We had told, we've come to Russellville, we've gone to 100-something churches sharing a vision of what we were going to do. And then when we got there, we were like, what are we going to do? Are we actually going to do this? And so my wife said, why don't we just walk around the neighborhood? So we got our whole gaggle of kids. And about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we just started walking around the block. Well, this lady comes running across the street when she sees us, and she said, are those all your kids? And we're like, yeah. Oh, well, we need to get together and with our kids. And so that formed a relationship that's still going today. They're part of our church. They're very dear friends of ours. And as we go through this, through the next couple of days, I'm going to share with y'all, not so much, I'm going to let the guys here share with y'all, encouraging stuff. I just want to share some stories about what God has done in the last 3 years that have just, they've done, what Mary and Joseph got. God gave us some replacements. They brought some people in our lives that have blown us away. Gone from being, didn't know Jesus at all, to now we've led them to Christ. Christ is changing them. And They're the ones who are there. I mean, when we have a crisis or when something goes south. In fact, with me being sick, I've been struggling with being sick for a while, and we have a few of our friends that are giving us, you know, drugs from places where I just take it and don't ask questions. We're in Austin, guys. There's a lot of stuff going on. But they're always checking up and looking at us and wanting to keep the kids. And we had to go to the doctor just, you know, all of a sudden the other day. And we had three families that said, we'll take your kids. All five. You know, they didn't want to split them up. It's huge. You might take that for granted here. But when you're in a place like what Ben's talking about where there's no one and you've got these people that your main connection is Christ. And then they step up and they want to be a part of your life so much so that they're willing to take your kids when you're in crisis. That's huge. And so over the next couple of days, in the next two times, I want to share with you some of the experiences that we've had in Austin that have really changed my kind of how I think about mission work. I love to think that we have really shared, you know, a lot of stuff with the people that we have gone to minister to. But in honesty, they're showing us what Jesus is about. And I have probably, would have to admit, have been changed more by this last 3.5 years than our people have. And so I want to share that with you. I want you guys to walk away. You support us. We want to thank you for that. That's been amazing that you guys would you know, see fit to support the ministry. But also to let your crazy college minister come and come down there and minister with us. It's been fun. That's how we got to know you guys, and we're excited to have him come and with his group at the end of this week. So thank you guys again, and as what Ben said, we'll share with chapter 2 with you tomorrow. Thank you.